Today is the Feast of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and the epistle is taken from the Old Testament book of Judith. The Lord hath blessed thee by his power, because by thee he hath brought our enemies to naught. Blessed art thou, O daughter, by the Lord, the Most High God, above all women upon the earth. Blessed be the Lord who made heaven and earth, who hath directed thee to the cutting off the head of the prince of our enemies, because he hath so magnified thy name this day, that thy praise shall not depart out of the mouth of men, who shall be mindful of the power of the Lord forever, for that thou hast not spared thy life by reason of the distress and tribulation of thy people, but hast prevented our ruin in the presence of our God. Thou art the glory of Jerusalem, thou art the joy of Israel, thou art the honor of our people. And the Holy Gospel is taken from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 1. At that time, Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost, and she cried out with a loud voice and said, Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And whence is this to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For behold, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in my ears, the infant in my womb leapt for joy. And blessed art thou that hast believed, because those things shall be accomplished that were spoken to thee by the Lord. And Mary said, My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior, because he hath regarded the humility of his handmaid. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed, because he that is mighty hath done great things to me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is from generation unto generations to them that fear him. Thus are the words of today's Holy Gospel. A great sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and on her head a crown of 12 stars. These words are taken from the introit of the Feast of the Assumption. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. One of the many wars in the history of Europe was the Franco-Prussian War. It was fought between the years 1869 and 1871 and involved the two most powerful nations on the European continent, France and Germany. The Prussian Prince Otto von Bismarck sought to unify the various German states into one great German empire, under the leadership of the Kaiser Wilhelm I. To do so, it was first necessary that French influence in the region be eliminated. Germany thus went to war with France. In 1870, the German forces marched toward France, and a number of battles ensued. During one of these battles, a German officer who was severely wounded was carried off the battlefield. He was taken to a nearby French hospital. Upon examining him, the doctors said it was impossible for him to recover. The hospital was staffed by Catholic sisters, and one of the nursing sisters, herself a German, asked the officer if he wanted a priest. The sick man admitted he was a Catholic, but he refused to see a priest. When the sister said she would pray for him, the officer warned her that she would soon grow tired of praying for him. But to illustrate her perseverance in prayer, the sister told him that for the last 16 years, she had been praying for the conversion of a certain individual. 16 years, exclaimed the officer. It must be someone very dear to you, a father or a brother. Not at all, replied the sister. It is someone I do not even know. You see, for 30 years, my mother lived in Germany with a noble woman, a countess. 16 years ago, the Countess asked me to pray for her son. She was concerned for his welfare because he had abandoned his Catholic faith and was leading a sinful and wicked life. Since that time, the nun said, the sisters and I have prayed to the Blessed Mother for him every day. She went on to say that just a few days ago, we received a letter from that good countess saying that her son was with the army in France. Astonished, the officer asked, was your mother's name Beata? Why, yes, answered the sister. And when she saw the intense interest on the face of the soldier, she asked with a smile, are you by any chance Count Charles? With tears slowly welling up in his eyes, he said, I am he. I would never listen to my mother's request to live up to my faith, but now I know better. Your prayers have been answered, sister. Please call a priest. The man had received an overwhelming grace. The prayers of the sisters to the Blessed Mother had at last been answered. And thus the man made his confession and soon after died. My dear faithful, today we celebrate the very glorious feast of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary into heaven. Catholic tradition has always taught that the Blessed Mother of God was assumed body and soul into heaven. It was in 1950 that Pope Pius XII defined this tradition as a teaching of the Catholic Church. That is, he solemnly proclaimed as a part of divine revelation, a teaching which all Catholics must believe, that the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Immaculate Mother of God, at the end of her earthly career, had been taken up into heaven with body and soul. And my dear friends, it is from her heavenly throne that she is able to intercede for us with her divine Son. While here on earth, she interceded for the young wedding couple in Cana. The wine ran out at their marriage celebration, and Our Lady said to her son, they have no wine. Although it was not yet time for our Lord to begin his public life, he performed his first miracle for her. And notice, she did not ask him to perform a miracle. She simply said, they have no wine. How much more so in heaven will our Lord treat his mother's requests as his commands? Therefore, my dear faithful, we should have great confidence in the intercession of our Blessed Mother. She is the Mother of Mercy and obtains graces for the living and the faithfully departed, that is, the souls in purgatory. The Blessed Mother once revealed to St. Bridget, I am the mother of all those who are in purgatory. My prayers mitigate the chastisements which are inflicted upon them for their faults. Of all the feasts that honor the Blessed Mother, St. Peter Damian tells us that each year on the day of the Assumption, the Blessed Virgin delivers several thousands of souls. No other person, my dear faithful, is as powerful before God as Our Lady is. And we need a powerful advocate. Because of original sin, our will has been weakened, and we have a strong inclination to evil. Our Lady understands our weakness. Like the German soldier who abandoned his Catholic faith for the pleasures of the world, she knows that the effects of original sin have left in us a strong inclination to evil. But she is our loving mother who desires our welfare. She desires to help us when we fall. She longs to obtain mercy for us. And so we can turn to her in our time of need, and she can and will intercede for us. She will obtain mercy for us, for she is our Mother of Mercy. Like the German soldier in the Franco-Prussian War, she can obtain for us a conversion of heart, whether it be for ourselves or a loved one. Our Lady once appeared to St. Bridget and spoke to her of her desire to help poor, abandoned souls, souls that have become slaves to sin. She said, "Let a sinner be ever so abandoned. If he come to me, I am ready to receive him the moment he returns. Nor do I tend to the sins he has committed, but only to the intention with which he comes to me." If he come with a desire to change his life, she says, "I will not disdain to apply a remedy and heal his wounds, for I am called and truly am the Mother of Mercy." Therefore, my dear faithful, turn to Our Lady. Turn to the Blessed Mother to overcome evil. In time of temptation, or when having trouble avoiding the occasions of sin, have recourse to her. The example of the German soldier shows the importance of acting thus. The soldier was leading a wicked life, but the intercession of the Blessed Mother and the prayers of those good sisters obtained for him the grace which led to his change of heart. Therefore, in the moment of temptation, seek her aid by praying a short prayer. You can pray the Hail Mary, or pray the words, "Mother of God, come to my aid." She will help us if we run to her with our troubles. In fact, St. Bonaventure has written that Mary's desire for our salvation is so great that she is offended with those who do not ask favors from her. And if we prove our devotion to her by faithfully praying her daily rosary, we can have confidence, we can have great confidence that Our Lady will help us. She will come to our aid at the moment of temptation. Remember, as Our Lady said to St. Bridget, "Let a sinner be ever so abandoned, if he come to me, I am ready to receive him the moment he returns." My dear faithful, with Our Lady's rosary upon your lips, pray that you may one day share in the glory of the woman clothed with the sun and a crown of 12 stars on her head. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.